Aircheckdownloads.com.
Ooze Cooperation from the 1970s and Rock the Boat. New movie out this weekend in the UK. You may have seen the trailer, Belfast. Basically, it's the story about a young Kenneth Branagh being born in Northern Ireland in Belfast and then moving to Reading. Kenneth Branagh will be on with Jackie Brambles after 8 o'clock this evening. Jackie back at 7 p.m. He'll be chatting about the movie, which looks brilliant, and he'll also be talking about what he thinks makes a greatest hit and what was the first greatest hits he could remember as a child growing up in Belfast. That's going to be a great listen tonight. 14% of drivers are backed into this. What do you reckon it is? Ah, good morning, Dazza and Ruthless and Harvey. Is it a lamppost? A few people are going for a lamppost. Gavin has gone for a lamppost as well. No, it is not that. Another Gavin, who's working hard in Mayfair, said, is it a bike? No, it's not a bike. Well done to Sarah Sazzy Barnes. You've got it absolutely right. Hi to Liam Philpott in East London. Yes, well done to you. Hello to Carol Tingle. She said, is it my front garden wall? That sounds like both a guess and something you've actually done. Hopefully you're okay and your car's all right. Is it a bollard in a car park, says Jonesy in Dorset? Nope. And Ryan Keeley in Newton Ards in Northern Ireland, good morning to you. Is it, says through gritted teeth, a shopping trolley that someone has carelessly discarded in a supermarket car park? Both myself and producer Al are shaking our heads here. You normally see them discarded, by the way, literally about 4 feet from one of those little ports where you can put. It's not that. It's not that. Apparently 14% of drivers are backed into their own garage door. So a double whammy. Car picking up a little bit of damage. Your garage door. Yikes. Right then, coming up in just a moment, we'll hit the 1980s with Yazoo and Don't Go and an absolute belter from Leonard Skinner to play Sweet Home Alabama.
Greatest Hits Radio. Right now at Trade Point.
Across Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
The good times
sound like this.
Wouldn't it be good if Vince got back with Alf, a.k.a. Alison Moyet, and did a tour with Yazoo? I'd definitely pay to go and see that. Greatest Hits at Breakfast. My name is Rossi. Good morning. Hope you are well. Child of Britain Awards 2022. We are very, very proud of Greatest Hits Radio to be a part of that. Shining a bright light on some amazingly brave and talented young people. People who face challenges each and every day as soon as they get out of bed, but never, ever give up. We would love to know of an outstanding young person in your area. Please let us know if you know somebody who you reckon deserves to be nominated for the Child of Britain Award 2022. Nominate on our website, greatesthitsradio.co.uk. greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Is there a kid, a young person, a child in your area that stands apart from the rest? Let us know on our website, greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Aha, Take On Me, we'll play right after the Sweet Home Alabama on Greatest Hits Radio Breakfast.
Big wheels come on turning.
Aha, Take On Me on Breakfast on Greatest Hits Radio. Good morning, my name is Rossi. Hope you are well. One sleep till the weekend. One sleep to somebody wins over 50k. Details coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Something popped up on my one of my social pages yesterday. I'm going to put this to you, okay? I will put this to you. Quick question. What food tastes better slightly burnt? What food tastes better slightly burnt? Me? Sausages. Sausages, I don't mind if they're charred on the outside whatsoever. What about you? What do you reckon tastes better slightly burnt? Producer Al says toast, especially if he's having butter and jam on it. If it's slightly carbonated, he loves it, and I can see why. Let me know. 61054, start your text with Rossi. 61054, start your text with Rossi. What food, in your opinion, tastes better slightly burnt? Coming up, I'm going to play you a track from Phil Collins from the album No Jacket Required. It is Simon Mayo's album of the week. I'm going to play track one from that album next.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Right now at Trade Point.
Play.
Greatest Hits Radio.
On 107.2 FM. On digital radio. On the app. Online. And on your smart speaker. Across Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
Greatest Hits Radio.
The requirement to wear masks in classrooms in England is being scrapped this morning.
Across Herefordshire and Worcestershire.
7.03 is the time. Good morning, Rossi here, waking you up on a Thursday morning with the greatest hits at breakfast. As I said, Simon Mayo's album of the week this week is No Jacket Required. And track one from that is the city I'm about to play.
Greatest hits at breakfast. The good times
sound like this.
Good morning, Rossi here, waking you up with the greatest hits at breakfast, 6 to 10, Monday to Friday, with big tunes just like that. From the 80s, Phil Collins and Sir Studio.
Greatest Hits Radio.
When I was 17.
8 minutes after 7 is the time. Right then, when were you 17? Let me know. 61054, start that text, Rossi. Put your first name on there as well, so when we call you back, we know exactly who we're talking to. We don't want to be phoning you up and say, hello, who's that? It's never a good sign that when you phone someone, then you ask them who they are. 61054, start your text with Rossi. Let me know your first name and when you were 17. Julie is on with us this morning. Good morning, Julie. You all right?
Good morning. I'm fine, actually.
I'm very glad you're fine, actually,
Thank
Julie.
You are too.
I am indeed. I'm always fine. Good to hear from you. And whereabouts are you from, Julie?
Originally from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Now, I can't detect any accent whatsoever.
No, well, I moved down when I was 7, so...
Right, okay. And down where?
I'm saying down, northeast London.
All right, okay. And what
from the northeast to northeast.
The northeast to northeast, right. And what year did you turn 17?
What year did I turn 17? Oh, my God. 75.
1975. Fabulous. So, as growing up as a teenager in London in the 70s, that must have been a fabulous time.
It was a fabulous time. I had a good job in the West End. You know, the swirling... tower at the top of the post office tower, the restaurant.
Yeah, I remember it very well, just off Oxford Circus.
That's right, Warren Street, that way, and got a job in the accounts office. The only reason I took it was because I had lunch in the restaurant every day, and I thought that was wonderful at the age of 17, so...
Yeah, that's an amazing, iconic tower, that, and I can remember when I moved to London in 1986, looking up at it every time I walked past it. Fantastic. Okay, well, I'm going to take you back to that year, 1975, when you were 17. Pick your favourite from this little montage of greatest hits. Van McCoy, Do the Hustle, was in the charts. Moonlighting, this is a great song. Leo said, David Essex.
Close, don't let me go.
He was just up the road in East London. Popular, I think.
That's
he
right.
was growing up. Yeah, there he was, back in 1975. Which one of those would you like to hear then, Julie?
The Hustle.
You were in London's West End in the discotheques back in the 1970s, throwing shapes to that.
Definitely Crackers down Wardour Street.
Oh, brilliant. Fab memories indeed. Well, listen, you have a good day, Julie. Thanks for tuning in every morning.
Thank you. Have a good day yourself.
Aircheckdownloads.com.